All right, I'm John.
And I'm Tina.
And this is Voice Coaches Radio. Today we have, an interesting episode. We're going to do...
like everything else is an interesting episode.
Well, yeah, I mean, it all is. But this is unique. We haven't done this before, anything like this before. And we're going to call it... What should we call this?
Reading a script.
we'll call it... we'll just call it how to read copy. How about that?
Right.
How to read copy.
Right.
And it's going to be not going to be a long episode, but we're going to show you what the difference is between just reading copy and then reading copy when someone gives you direction.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And what the difference can be. And what the difference can be once you learn how to actually be a voice actor. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
There's a difference between regular people and the elite.
Okay.
Voice actors. You know.
I shouldn't be here then.
All right. So let's do, we're going to do something called Angry Customer. Okay. Which is, it's a narrative and it's, there's supposed to be some humor in it. And it's about, I'm not even, so what is
this?
What's
the point? So this is under our industrial and training.
Yeah.
The categories we have, we have our script library and we have a bunch of categories, commercials categories, narration categories, industrial training. So this would be one of those HR videos.
Okay.
You know, so you're on the onboarding process where you have to watch all those videos. And you can tell on this one, it's a little different than your typical HR video. It's a fun company, and but you have to deal with customer service. And so they're basically saying that, you know, we know that some customers can be jerky. And we would love to do certain things to them, but we can't.
Right,
but this
is
just to say, and when I look at this script, I say, okay, this is a fun company. And they just want to make sure that their employees understand we get it and we stand behind you.
Right.
So that's how I usually, when I talk to students and we pull this copy out, this is what I tell them.
All right. All right. So you want to, I'll be the producer and you'll be the voice actor. Okay. So just go ahead and read it.
Okay. So would you like me to just
yeah,
like,
just
no,
read it
no
through,
emotion,
like a normal
no
person.
Nothing. All right. Just a normal person. In its natural habitat, the angry customer is usually a solitary creature. However, they can cluster in large groups and become very dangerous. Notice how our subject is eyeing another group of customers, deciding whether or not to pounce. And I'm going to, there's a long, do you want me to read the whole thing?
No, that's good. That's good.
So that's just a straight, no
read.
Emotions, no nothing. That's me being normal.
Right. Okay. So now let's do it. And do it your way and let's see. And I'll give you direction after that. How you do it.
All right. So in its natural habitat, the angry customer is usually a solitary creature. However, they can cluster in large groups and become very dangerous. Notice how our subject is eyeing another group of customers, deciding whether or not to pounce.
Cool. All right. So now I'm going to have you read this, and I want you to think of those, you're going to think of this as one of those, actually, remember... what was his name? The crocodile hunter?
Yeah, that David Attenborough? Is that his
name?
No,
the crocodile hunter.
The Australian guy.
Yeah, no, you're not going to do an accent.
Because I can't.
Only do an accent if you do an accent, right? But I want it to be really like, and when you recopy, you always want your words to sound like what's happening, right? So in his natural habitat, the angry customer is usually a solitary creature. However, they can cluster in large groups and become very dangerous. I want you to be really over the top on it.
Okay.
Okay. And that, by the way, is called demonstrative direction.
That one I like. Yeah. I like demonstrative, and that's the one I usually give.
Yeah.
All right. So, in its natural habitat, the angry customer is usually a solitary creature. However, they can cluster in large groups and become very dangerous. How's that?
Yeah, better. And then when you say the pounce part too. So notice how our subject is eyeing another group of customers, deciding whether or not to pounce.
You know, really make
it intense.
All right. So notice how our subject is eyeing another group of customers, deciding whether or not to pounce.
Yeah, there you go. Very good. This is when they become the most dangerous. Like, again, this piece should be over-exaggerated, right? It's supposed to be funny. Right?
Yes, absolutely. So this is when they become the most dangerous.
Yeah. And then you're going to switch out. And you're going to almost be like, it is a customer service thing, in my opinion, for the next line, which is usually the angry customer can be placated with just a small effort on the part of the associate. But sometimes drastic measures must be taken.
So right in that spot, you can tell the turn of the copy. Yeah. So usually the angry customer can be placated with just a small effort on the part of the associate. But sometimes drastic measures must be taken.
I like it. Good, good.
Do I get the job?
You get the job.
All right, good.
You got it. There you go. I think we've done it. So you can see the difference between, right, just reading the copy. Mm-hmm. And so I think there was a few things demonstrated there, which is your interpretation. So you interpreted the copy right away, and that is what you should do as a voice actor. And then the producer coming in and then giving you some pointers here and there.
Yes.
And I mostly used – well, I did use some I mostly used demonstrative direction during it. But I did use some descriptive in the beginning, which is kind of – or actually motivational. So I used the very beginning where I said, I want this to be like this. This is more motivational, right? Here's where you are, and here's what's going to be happening. And then some descriptive, of course. But so I used three types of direction there.
And that's what you usually will get, something like that. Some directors or producers will use just descriptive. Some will just use demonstrative. Or they will get in there and go kind of like what we did, line per line, to pull it out. Because, and I do have a lot of students who are worried about that. And I'm like, it's okay. Because, one, everything's digital. They highlight, if they're recording this, highlight, delete their part. It's gone. Yeah. Words come together. It's all behind this, all editing part. But some will do something like that. Don't think it's because you're doing something wrong. You're already in there because they like your voice. They just want to make sure they get the best of what they're looking for.
And not only that, if you notice, when I did demonstrative, Tina didn't do exactly what I did, right? And I don't want you to. You have your voice.
Yes.
So you heard what I did, and then you modified it to your own.
The way you would do it
while taking my direction. Like, okay, I need to slow this part down. I need to use this tone. Mm-hmm. But you didn't sound like me.
Yeah.
And that's important. And I think that's also something producers can learn from. A lot of producers are doing exactly like me.
Yeah.
Like, but then I sound like you, right?
Yeah.
So you want to hear the direction, and you want to obviously listen, and you want to do as much as you can towards that direction, but still sound like you.
Be yourself. But
that's
what makes a voice actor. Yes, absolutely. Right?
So yeah, that's cool. I think that's a cool exercise. I'd like to do more things like that. In fact, let's see if I can get any listeners to send us a read.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be good.
How about this? I want a listener, okay, to send either Tina or I a read. This will be the rare instance where I will let you send me an audio file because I don't like large files on my email.
Yeah.
I always tell people to send links.
Yeah.
But in this case, if you are someone who can record, even on your phone, this doesn't have to be high quality.
No. We just
don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. I'd like you to record yourself reading a script, and we'll do... what we'll do is we're not going to critique it. That'd be weird. Mm-hmm. What we'll do is give you direction on it. So if you we'll give you direction here on air. So if you send us a read, we'll play it. Okay.
All right.
And then we'll tell you what we love about it and what you can improve about it and give you some direction on it. So, and how about this? Unless it gets overwhelming, we'll do as many reads as people send us.
That would be good.
100.
Yeah. And we're not looking for pages.
No,
you just paragraph.
This could be a couple sentences. In fact, make it like a 10-second clip. How about that? Mm-hmm. 10 seconds of script.
Yep.
And then we can basically go, okay, here's what we like about it.
Yeah.
Here's what maybe you can improve. And here's the direction we would give on that. And I think that would be really helpful for people, not just the people who are sending us the read. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be helpful for people listening.
Yes. And then they'll be able to see exactly how direction is given.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That sounds good.
We're doing something unique now. Yes. We're evolving.
It's taken a little bit, but we got there.
Yeah. By the way, we are going to do some interviews coming up. We're just, we're not quite set up for that, but by the time we come back, I believe, we should be ready to do.
Oh, that'd be good.
I think so. We're going to do interviews. Well, I don't know if we have anyone. I don't think we have anyone set up quite yet.
Okay.
We might have the person that we talked about during the holidays maybe come in. But we'll see. Okay. We'll see who we have coming in. I know we had a few people that wanted to come on. Yeah. We just hadn't had this quite figured out. So what we're going to do is put them up here on the screen, I believe, is what we're going to do.
Oh, good. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll, they'll be able to hear us and we'll be able to hear them. I don't know if we'll have to wear headphones.
Okay.
I wonder if that'll be the case.
That's all right.
We might have to wear headphones just because I don't know how the audio would come out of there and mic it into the mics.
All right.
But we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we got it.
And when I say we, not me and not you.
No way.
No. No, Clement will figure it out.
Yeah.
Clement is our podcast producer.
Yes,
he is. He's a hero.
Yes, he is.
That's what everyone says around here.
Yeah, they never call us heroes. Absolutely not.
All right. Well, we'll thank everybody very much for listening. And again, I'm John.
And I'm Tina.
Don't forget to come to my, if you haven't been yet, come to my webinar.
Yep. And you get the 50% off pod.
Pod, you got it.
Right, there pod in there.
Yep. All right. Okay. All right, we out. We'll be right back.